For years, yellow margarine was illegal in Wisconsin. Why? Well, the history is a little complicated and a little bit strange, but its roots lie in Wisconsin's proud heritage as the dairy state. WPR's Jenny Peek brings us the story.
Wisconsin is America's dairyland. It's a title we take seriously. The state is home to over 1 million cows that produce almost 2.5 billion pounds of milk each month. We even host the World Dairy Expo. For Wisconsin lawmakers, it's an industry worth protecting, and its importance can be traced through a history of sometimes oddball laws. Ed Peel of Columbus, Ohio, reached out to WPR's Wisconsin about one such law. He visited his grandparents in Kenosha as a child and remembers the margarine being white instead of yellow. His grandfather had told him, "It's a Wisconsin law." So Peel asked Wisconsin, "Is that true?" It reminded me of a story I'd heard from my father-in-law, Rob Howell, who grew up in Kenosha. One of his chores as a boy was to mix the yellow dye into the margarine.
Of course, it came in these rectangular 1-pound packages with a little bead of yellow dye. And you had to break that bead and then spread it through the pound of oleo, which is very time consuming. But it was a god-awful mess, you know, because by the time you'd squeeze this oleo for 10 minutes, it had softened way up. Then you had to squirt it out into some sort of container. So it was always pretty unappetizing, but it was super unappetizing when it was white.
Not being able to buy yellow margarine in Wisconsin drove many residents, like the Howells, across state lines to buy the cheaper pre-mixed goods. Border towns like Waukegan, Illinois, boasted pop-up oleo stands advertising their product to traveling Wisconsinites.
Sometimes if we knew ahead of time that we were going to do that, we'd ask our neighbors if they wanted us to pick up a few pounds of colored oleo for them, and we often did, and so often came back with quite a haul of this illegal margarine.
Wisconsin started regulating margarine in 1881. Dave Driscoll, a curator at the Wisconsin Historical Society, says that while the laws have varied, the intent was simple: ensure fair prices for dairy products and prevent fraud.
The most durable objection to margarine was that it's fraudulent in that it's misrepresenting itself as butter. And, you know, it's kind of a pasty white by itself, which in the literature is referred to things like, you know, a corpse-like white, you know. So I think they felt that as long as it didn't look appealing, it didn't look like something delicious for your toast, that, you know, that was good enough.
But people got tired of the regulations and began pushing lawmakers to repeal them.
Throughout the Great Depression and then World War II rationing, more and more people actually had experience of consuming margarine. It was like, well, I've been eating this for years now. You know, it wasn't all that bad and it's significantly cheaper. So I should be able to buy this.
By 1953, only Minnesota and Wisconsin had laws banning yellow margarine. In 1963, Minnesota repealed its ban, leaving Wisconsin as the lone holdout. 4 years later, in 1967, Wisconsin joined the rest of the nation in legalizing yellow margarine. I asked Driscoll why it took so long.
I think in general, it's safe to say that the dairy interests in the state were as strong or stronger here than in most other states.
Even with yellow margarine legal, butter is the go-to spreadable fat in Wisconsin. It's a welcome change for Howell, who still remembers trying butter for the first time when he was 7.
I got one day at Forest Park Elementary School a hot lunch, and I tasted that and was immediately impressed at how much better it was than margarine, which is terrible. And went home with that and was told by my mom that it was butter was too expensive and unhealthy.
But once it was up to him, he steered clear of oleo.
I haven't eaten margarine, at least knowingly, for probably 50 years.
This story came from an audience question as part of the Wisconsin Project. Submit your question and we might answer it in a future story. Go to WPR.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org. I'm Mary Kate McCoy.